Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
It is time now for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at this time on KCBS, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, we are exploring the debate over AI-generated deepfakes of our political figures. While deepfake videos have become a staple of our social media feeds, they also make misinformation and disinformation more accessible than ever. To tell us how AI misinformation is testing our democracy in new ways, we are joined live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Maya Kornberg, Senior Research Fellow and Manager in the Elections and Government Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU Law. If you have a question on this topic that you would like answered, you can drop us an email at askus@kcbsradio.com. We get on as many listener questions as we can. askus@kcbsradio.com. Maya, great to have you on today. So there are so many deep fakes out there. We have ridiculous satirical skits to more serious threats. I mean, how do we even comprehend the sheer volume of fake stuff that we see out there these days?
Thank you so much for having me on this morning. This is a very important, timely, and I think very scary topic. It's, of course, difficult to get on top of a topic that is moving so quickly. And, you know, we've seen deep fakes impersonating election officials, sending out misinformation about voting. We've seen deep fakes of candidates with fictitious portions of them saying things that they didn't say. So there's all sorts of ways in which it's skewing elections. And I think that the important thing to do is to really think about developing best practices for evaluating content and for regulating this content on social media. I think that's the way that we can get ahead of this and stay safe and informed.
Yeah, we talk about the technology today is so good. I mean, let's take a big issue here in California, Prop 50 coming up on Tuesday. Somebody can create a deepfake that basically has Governor Newsom saying, you know what? I was wrong about Prop 50. It's a bad idea. And, you know, how do we know what is true and what's fake?
So it's difficult to say for sure because these are extremely sophisticated technologies. But I can say, you know, here's, you know, a few things that we recommend as kind of best practices for someone who's just looking at this content online. Firstly, always go to investigating the source and seeing if it's a credible source of information, then going to a credible independent fact-checking site like AP Fact Check or others. And then also just approaching especially emotionally charged content with critical scrutiny and a balanced approach. The other thing is that some states also now have different laws that have to do with transparency, where you can actually see, and there's a little label and disclaimer saying that this is synthetic content and that this was content created with AI. So I think also, you know, kind of keep that in mind and look for a disclaimer because sometimes there are them.
Yeah, these deepfakes, I mean, we see them in politics. We even, you know, see kids at school create deepfakes that might embarrass classmates. Some states, some counties, individual cities have taken action against deepfakes when it comes to politics, elections, and personal stuff. Why don't we see more widespread regulation? Why are deepfakes so hard to regulate?
Well, I think to answer that question, we have to kind of zoom out and look at regulation of technology in general. You know, I do a lot of work thinking about and studying Congress, and I point out to folks all the time that Congress actually doesn't have a tech committee. It does not have one committee that that is charged with this immense task of regulating the tech sector. It's not organized to regulate the tech sector. It doesn't have as many tech experts working for Congress as it should. And that we see at all levels of government, this kind of pacing problem of struggling to keep pace with a burgeoning sector of the economy and just a tech sector that is growing so quickly and technology that is evolving so quickly that I think that at all levels of government, we're struggling to keep pace with regulations. And we don't always have, as an example of the tech committee in Congress, the right internal infrastructure for regulation.
You know, we have laws that protect you against false impersonation. Somebody can't, say, claim to be a cop when they're not a cop. Yet right now, we really don't have many laws that protect us against these deepfakes. You can pretend to be, and I'll go back to the other example, Gavin Newsom saying, I was wrong about Prop 50, vote against it. We really don't have anything that protects us against that.
So, I mean, I would point to the fact that there are dozens of states at this point that have pending legislation related to that, including legislation that would allow individuals to report digital identity theft to a social media platform, and legislation that, you know, that I think takes a much stronger stance on political advertisements and electioneering communications in regards to AI and deepfakes. So I think that there is movement in the right direction, but as I said, it's just regulation takes time sometimes to catch up.
We are talking about deepfakes in our political world here on Ask an Expert on KCBS. I'm Steve Scott. We're talking with Maya Kornberg of the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU Law. You know, some of these candidates, we should point out, will play up the theatrics, not just candidates. I mean, yeah, the President of the United States posted an AI video of himself dumping waste on No Kings protesters. And it, I mean, it looked pretty realistic. And then if you have supporters of a candidate who's playing it up like that, well, they're going to say, nah, it's all just in fun, right? How do you combat that? How do you stop that?
So one of the things that that we talk a lot about is something called pre-bunking. So that's getting ahead of some of the misinformation that we might see. And what we know when it comes to political misinformation is that, you know, and obviously I can't speak to every video that is posted online, but a lot of this stuff is kind of recurring themes when it comes to misinformation about elections, misinformation about voting. And so getting ahead of that by spreading, you know, accurate information in multiple languages from sources that people trust is really critical, because what that does is it kind of builds up a counter narrative preemptively that I think can help inoculate against some of this misinformation that we might see come up. The other thing that I think is so important for us to be encouraging is, you know, first, just teaching for critical thought at all levels. And really, as I said before, thinking critically about the image that you're seeing and what part of it is real. And then just generally digital literacy trainings. And I think particularly with an awareness now to the fact that people really need to know these signs, you know, like I mentioned, these disclaimers, you know, is there a disclaimer that is created by AI? you know, knowing where this information came from, who's the source. I think these kinds of things are important, not just for deepfakes, which I think are very alarming to people right now, but just generally for misinformation online, and I think particularly about politics and elections.
If you would like to weigh in on the conversation, we welcome our listener questions. You can drop us an email at askus@kcbsradio.com. You know, what is a person to do? I mean, do we have to rely on mainstream media? Can we rely on independent sources? After a while, there's a gray area where you don't know what's real and what's fake.
So what I would say is, first of all, that as I mentioned, I think it is important to go back to credible fact-checking sources. I do think that it's important to educate from an early age for critical thinking, I also think that it's important to avoid relying too much on AI detection tools, because you know, that sometimes we know that these have limited accuracy. I wish there was a silver bullet. I don't think there is a silver bullet. I think we're catching up with this right now. But I do think that, you know, this multi-pronged effort, kind of doing what we can, pushing for legislation that encourages transparency, that encourages accountability on the part of platforms, I think educating ourselves is unfortunately all that we can do. And I think that that's part of, as I said, you know, preparing for, I think, what will inevitably be more misinformation and more use of AI to spread misinformation in elections to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, we have an election coming up on Tuesday. Of course, next year are the midterms. Who knows what kind of technology we may have by the time we get around to 2028. You have a book coming out, Stuck, How Money, Media, and Violence Prevent Change in Congress. Can you talk a bit about how AI and misinformation fit into voter behavior and these trends? Does misinformation really sway or change votes?
So, you know, when it comes to voting, and you mentioned my book, you know, which talks about a lot of the different distortions to our political system, it's difficult to say that one thing is responsible for voting. But what we do see with misinformation about elections, we saw this after the 2020 election with the lies about the stolen presidential election. We saw these same things being recycled in 2022. We're seeing the same kind of sticky narratives about elections, this core set of false narratives that we do know that recur and evolve and continue to sway people's minds, things about mail voting and voter fraud, false narratives about voting machines. So we know that these things are sticky, and what they do is, in different ways, I think that they, unfortunately, encourage a kind of disillusionment and disbelief, you know, with what's going on, and a lack of confidence with our election and with our system, which I think more broadly, regardless of votes in a specific election, is just really scary in terms of its implications for our democratic institutions, for our democracy itself, if we don't trust the process and if there's misinformation about the mechanics of the process that we see, again, being sticky and recurring, these same false narratives over and over and over again in every election. I think over time that creates a really serious distortion to our democracy.
Maya, we have a KCBS listener asking about voice cloning. Most recently, the 2024 presidential election saw Joe Biden impersonators calling residents of New Hampshire, telling them to stay home. How concerned should we be about that kind of technology?
I think it is concerning. We saw that, you know, not just with the example that that you gave, but we've also seen that, you know, internationally. We saw in India in the last few years, you know, AI deepfakes of celebrities speaking about Prime Minister Modi. We saw deepfakes of Kamala Harris saying inflammatory things, or, you know, claiming that she was saying inflammatory things. So we're seeing this kind of everywhere. I think that there is a good reason to be afraid that it will that will continue to be a problem. And so, again, I think we need to be thinking about how we get ahead of it in every way that we can. Again, it's difficult because it's such a sophisticated and quickly evolving technology.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking primarily about the effects on politics here, but I can't tell you how many stories we've had on KCBS where a scammer manages to impersonate or have a voice clone of, say, a kid calling grandma. Grandma gets the call. The kid says, "Grandma, I've been arrested. Can you send me money to bail me out?" And the scammer ends up ripping off grandma. So, I mean, it permeates really not just politics, but all levels of our society.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And I think that that's all the more reason why this kind of digital media literacy and critical thought training and all the things that I try to encourage my students to do when I teach, all those things I think should be baked into our curriculum, should be stuff that we're, you know, training citizens on. Because as you said, it's not just for politics. This is something that I think pervades every element of our lives and of our kind of consumption of media these days.
Maya, as we are about to run out of time, I know we've been talking a lot of doom and gloom here. How about on the positive side? Where does AI fit into the larger conversation on voter literacy and education? I mean, is there a use for AI that can help voters make the most informed choices?
So, you know, one of the things that I point out, and this isn't necessarily on the voter side, but I think it is on the system side, you know, a lot of these a lot of election officials, a lot of state governments, you know, even Congress and national government, we see problems of understaffing, of people being overworked, of not having enough resources and tools. And so in that context, I do point out to folks that AI can help. There's many different tools of AI that can help understaffed offices get on top of their work with, you know, preserving and processing institutional knowledge, with engaging with citizens, you know, with all the different things that they need to do. And I think by the same token, AI is, you know, we're seeing people use it every single day in their lives, many people that I know, and they use it for similar things to help them. They're busy, to help them get on top of things. I think that it is helpful. It can be helpful in that sense, as long as we understand its limitations. As long as we understand, you know, that it can be prone to hallucinations, that it does have these many shortcomings. I think when we use it with that understanding, we can use it to accomplish more, and we can use it to get on top of the many things that we're trying to do.
Maya Kornberg is Senior Research Fellow and Manager in the Elections and Government Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU Law. An eye-opening conversation. Maya, thanks so much for coming on Ask an Expert on KCBS today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, "Play KCBS Radio."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.